Now we look at the second reading, which is from 1 Timothy 1, 12 to 17. I am grateful to him who has strengthened me, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he considered me trustworthy in appointing me to the ministry. One of the greatest ministries in the whole history of Christianity. And I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and an arrogant man. But I have been mercifully treated because I acted out of ignorance in my unbelief. My ignorance was my unbelief. I didn't believe that you were the Messiah. You see? Indeed, the grace of our Lord has been abundant, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The grace, the charis, graciousness. It's chen in Hebrew. They have this phrase, you've seen it. If I find favor, if I find grace in your eyes, you see, if you are well disposed toward me. So it's the grace of our Lord. It's that graciousness. It's that forgiveness. Has been abundant, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Of these, I am the foremost. But for that reason, I was mercifully treated so that in me as the foremost, Christ Jesus might display all his patience as an example for those who would come to believe in him for everlasting life. And then there's a doxology. To the King of ages, incorruptible, invisible, the only God, honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. That's how grateful Paul is. Now, how do we stay grateful like that? To keep reflecting and let the Lord show us the full extent of our sin. It could scare the bejeebers out of you, but if he does it, you see, we'll see it in the light of his mercy. That's very freeing. My golly, I am really forgiven. I don't have to go around. You remember that movie where it was to take place in Latin America, and one of the conquistadores finally repents, and he's going now along with the priests and so forth. And he's carrying all his armor, it's strapped to his back, and he's climbing up a mountain. He's doing penance all the time for how terrible he was. And finally, one of the guys just cuts the rope, and the whole thing goes boom. You want to be forgiven, you ask for it. And you got it. Now, you want to make up for it, great. But you're making up for something that's already forgiven, and you're doing it out of love and gratitude. And that's why the best way to do it is to serve other people and to give alms. And, of course, do penance. Why penance? Because we have to keep ourselves in order. And we have such a strong pleasure principle, and it's totally out of whack. We prefer pleasure to everything else, including the truth. And we fear pain above everything else. And so that's what keeps us in slavery. And so you see what this text is saying. I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and an arrogant man. But I have been treated mercifully because I acted out of ignorance in my unbelief. It wasn't ignorance as such. It was unbelieving. And I didn't know who you were. I didn't know these people were joined to you physically by your grace. And I was killing them. And I was wrong. If I'd have seen who you were and still did it, there'd be such an enormous sin, I don't know what you'd do. But he's forgiven people who've done that. But I didn't know they were yours. I didn't know. You see, that's what he's saying. But I was a blasphemer and a persecutor and an arrogant man. Forgiveness. Mercy. That's why this text is here, even though we're going along in that cycle there in Timothy. Indeed, the grace of our Lord has been abundant, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. Now, this is the Word of God telling us that this is a trustworthy saying. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's why he came. Oh, I've been too great a sinner. He came for you. I remember one of our retreat masters said, if you're full of sin, go straight to the Lord. You're appealing to his professional instincts, like if a doctor sees a great big case of cancer and he knows he can heal it, and that's appealing to his professional instincts to heal this guy with cancer. If you're a mess with sin, you're appealing to our Lord's professional instincts because he's a merciful giver. He's a mercy giver. You're the very one he's looking for. As he says later on, you know, there's more joy in heaven over the one sinner who repents than over the 99 who don't need it. I don't know where you're going to find 99 who don't need it, but you see, mercy, 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 which is this theme of this whole Sunday, you see? For those who would come to believe in him for everlasting life. See, so if he could forgive Paul, who was going out and arresting and trying to kill the Christians, I mean, I don't think I was that bad. Maybe I was and don't know it, but I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. I don't have to go back on this. And that was the meaning of that gesture when that guy cut the rope and let all that armor and sword and all the rest of it just go cascading down the mountain. You don't forgive yourself. You've been forgiven. Cut the rope. Now go preach. Tell everybody how much you love Jesus for all he's done for you. It cost him his blood to forgive you. And he's thrilled to death to do it. He would do it again if he had to. He doesn't have to because it's a superabundant. But we can draw on that. And that's the mercy, you see. And so this saying is trustworthy. Christ Jesus came into the world. Why did he come into the world? To have all the sun and moon and stars subject to him? To be known as the greatest person who ever lived? No, he came to save sinners. That's why he came. And as this retreat master said, so if you really sinned, you appeal to his professional instincts. He's a professional forgiver. And so, go forgive me, Jesus. I mean, just think, if you can forgive me, I mean, wow, who are you? You're God. And you forgive me. And you bought this forgiveness at the price of your own blood. I will be always grateful to you. I will always try to obey you. I'm not asking for forgiveness only so I can get out of trouble. I'm asking it so I can be joined to you in love. Now, if I'm still so scared of hell that the only thing I'm doing is saying, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, you'll get the mercy. But hopefully you'll grow to come to know Jesus and to love him. Because if you're a parent and you know Jesus and you love him, your kids will come to know him and love him, even if they're rebellious now, because you will be reflecting the peace of heart, the enthusiasm, the affection for Jesus that comes from somebody who is forgiven and knows they are forgiven. And so, if you don't know you're forgiven, go talk to the Lord and say, Lord, I believe it. Sure, I know I'm forgiven. I've been to confession. I've done all the right things. But I still feel guilty. And I know I'm not supposed to, but I apologize. I still do. Can you help me? He will help you all you need. So you realize that the whole debt has been paid. It's off your mind. It's off your back. You know, now, go do likewise. Forgive. Take care of the poor. Show everybody that you, how grateful you are for the way you, the poorest of the poor, were taken care of by Jesus. Now go help the poor. Show everybody how grateful you are for what the Lord has done for you. Wouldn't that be wonderful? You see? And think of the people who did that, even the people in the gospel, who went around telling everybody. So much so, as it says in one of the gospels, that Jesus couldn't go into the towns anymore. Because, oh, here he comes, the one who heals and forgives. Here he comes. The whole town's there. So if he wanted to have any time for prayer, he had to stay outside town. He didn't mind that. He'd much rather have that than to have everybody slink away. Here comes the Son of God, man. We've got to stay away from him. That would frustrate the whole reason why he came. And that's why we have these themes of mercy, and we have a whole Sunday, Mercy Sunday, instituted by the Pope, because when the Lord wanted to show us how are we going to turn around this act of atheism, this total corruption, this power, this sensuality, this homosexuality, how can all of this be turned around? Mercy. Mercy. Therefore, we have to be bearers of mercy. And we cannot be bearers of mercy unless we know how much we've received. And that means death to self. I don't have a leg to stand on. Oh, God, be merciful to me. I was good when I was two. I wasn't good when I was two. I was as bad as I could be. I wasn't too brainy about it. I was just 2 years old. I stand before the Lord, a totally forgiven man, by the pure mercy of Jesus Christ and the power of his blood. And I want the whole world to know that and be free. Because if we're free of that, we won't be running around trying to get money and all this frantic search for sensual pleasure that'll get you nowhere, and most people know it already. It'll get you nowhere. And yet, look at the way, oh my Lord, the search, the lust for sensual pleasure. That's not going to help us. But the lust to love Jesus and accept his forgiveness and be thrilled by it, experience it, know it. Well, you say, I've never done that. Go to Jesus now and say, Lord, I want to know I'm forgiven. And you'll get a little hint. Well, make sure you pray every day so I can talk to you. It's going to take little by little for you to grow into the depth of my forgiveness. So do it that way, you see. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Of these, I am the foremost. For that reason, I was mercifully treated, so that in me as the foremost, Christ Jesus might display all his patience as an example for those who came would come to believe in him for everlasting life. You see, Paul knows. I was killing Jesus. What you did to the least of my brethren, you did to me. I was putting Jesus in jail. I was killing him. And I was out to obliterate him and everything that he stood for. And he's the one who turned me around. Now, hey, folks, if he can do that for me, he can do it for you. He can do it for anybody. And the freedom and the joy of knowing that forgiveness, you see? That's why he says, to the King of ages, incorruptible, invisible, the only God, honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.